We're already seeing it pause, a little pullback here. I think will probably be like a launch pad for it to keep going higher. Because when we look at the overall cycle of the market, we're in a sweet spot, I think, for a few more months where I think gold, silver, miners, and other things, other commodities are going to do very well, and no matter what the stock market does.
Chris, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Andy. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for coming on such a short notice. Silver and copper are going ballistic here and wanted to chat with you briefly about them. What's going on in the, start with silver, what's going on in the silver market that you're seeing?
Yeah, I think there's quite a bit going on. Let's pull up the chart and take a look at the silver chart, because there is some interesting price action going on. We're hitting some levels on the chart. So if we were to take a look at silver here and just look at this daily chart, obviously we've had this huge run up. It's got everybody's attention. Based on the short-term price action, it has pretty much hit its measured move for the time being. And generally when something has kind of had its move, everybody's interested in it, like always, like right near the end of a short-term move. Now, this is just a short-term pause. So I like to use Fibonacci extension. And we can just take the price action here from a closing price or an open or close bar to this one to here. If we carry this forward down to these lows, we're pretty much at this 100% measured move, Andy. And that is an important level where the market's usually going to run out of steam. So just at least for a short-term pause. And that's what we're already seeing. We're already seeing it pause, a little pullback here. I think will probably be like a launch pad for it to keep going higher. Because when we look at the overall cycle of the market, we're in a sweet spot, I think, for a few more months where I think gold, silver, miners, and other things, other commodities are going to do very well, and no matter what the stock market does. And they're in kind of a strong mode that should buck the trend of, even if the stock market goes down, these are going to be seen as defensive plays. So just based on this price action, we've had a really nice run up. We had a controlled pullback. We've now gone up and pretty much hit this 100% measured move. And all that's doing is saying, based on this pattern, expect a pause or pullback. And that's what we're seeing across the board with silver. If we look at the silver miners, they're doing the same thing, like the silver miner juniors. They're having a pullback. So, I mean, I like silver. I think everything's got some really good potential. If we look at the monthly chart, and we can get a look at the big picture view, and we're seeing silver. Let me just clear this chart a little bit here. We are still seeing silver come right up into these highs back that we saw back in 2011, 2012. So it is poking up into a level of serious resistance. I do think there's potentially another push higher in silver. If we were to look at the overall maximum kind of upside potential for silver, based on Fibonacci extension on this longer term pattern, it is showing us that we should see silver potentially run to about 36. So there's still another leg higher. This little pause that I think we're about to see, I think we'll bring it somewhere to this 35, 36 range, which are these two highs here. Generally, if there's two major highs or a major high below 100% measured move, I'll stick with these lows. That's where there's going to be these higher lows as the target. So 35 is going to be probably the next upside push after we have a little bit of a pause or a breather here.
What's a good entry level? If you're looking to execute a trade, what would be a good entry point that you would see?
For silver, I mean, using Fibonacci retracement is always a good idea, which is telling us based on the strength of a move, kind of the average percent pullback. So I like to use this level here. Let me re-grab that. Usually a 0.38% retracement or a 50% retracement is usually a fairly sweet spot. Meaning if price was to pull back down to about 30 or 29.50, somewhere in there, it might even flag out. It might even take a little bit of a few weeks to do that. This will be the sweet spot around the $30 mark before it starts another big leg up. Now, with that said, if this is a high momentum move, which it kind of feels like it is, typically what price will do in a high momentum move is it'll run up this thin blue line. This is just the 5-day moving average. So it might only pause for a couple of days and then just keep pushing higher and higher. So if this high momentum carries through and this is just a little hiccup along the way, it could really, you know, take off here from the 5-day moving average, which is about 31.29, somewhere in that area, and then have another significant push higher. I do feel like it's going a little parabolic, Everybody's talking about it. Everybody seems to be piling in. So that once we hit this kind of parabolic bubble phase, it's a small one, but you don't know if it's going to keep blasting off or is going to have a huge red bar and wipe it all out. These are emotional moves. I think there's also some talks about Russia moving troops to Ukraine or along the border and stuff. So there's a bunch of fear, I think, helping push precious metals higher. Generally, I like a little bit of a pause or pullback. But overall, it is in a major uptrend. It's got potential for a few more dollar rally, another 10% or so.
Got it. So real quick, you mentioned a high momentum move. Why do you use the 5-day moving average? Why is that an indicator that you like with that?
It's just something I always found. I found like it's more or less a 1-week moving average.
That makes sense.
I just find it like a lot of people follow the weekly chart. If you're a longer term investor, I also follow the weekly chart. And so every weekly bar is really the 5-day kind of, it's 1 week, right? So I just found it falls in line well with weekly chart analysis. And for some reason, when you're in a strong move, you'll notice it sticks above the 5-day. Once it starts piercing through it, it's an early warning sign. And then boom, it gets stuck underneath it. So once it goes below it, it's kind of resetting. So right now it's still in a high momentum phase. If it starts to close below the 5-day, then I'd be looking for it to work itself out, start to turn up, get back above it. And then I think we could see it continue to go higher.
Got it. And also to reiterate, you said the word parabolic. As a trader or investor, whatever your time frame is, we really don't want to see parabolic, I guess, correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, you want to sell into it or lean into that, but you really don't want to be jumping in on a parabolic. You know, that to work itself out either with a correction or a sideways move. Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong on that.
Yeah. A parabolic move is something that just starts to go up straight up the chart. So if you look at this chart, I mean, they're pretty dangerous. You go back in time, you look at anything that goes straight up in a few bars and everybody wants to talk about it. That is a crowded trade and you don't know where the top is. Nobody ever does. If you do pick it or nail it, it's a total guess. I mean, it's still a fluke, right? It's really dangerous to do that because if you nail one, you're going to try and pick tops or bottoms all the time and you'll get burned more than you'll win. But it's just an emotional trade. When everybody's going in the same direction, that means they're the last people. They're squeezing the average Joes, everybody to pile into it because they feel like they're missing out. They have FOMO. And those are the last people to get in. The other people who are investors, they've already been in or been in for a long time. And if anything, they're trimming into this or they're just going to ride it out. But parabolic moves are dangerous.
Yep. And also another thing I've noticed, we had such a run here since really late February or early March, just a strong upward run. How is that or how do you feel about that?
Yeah, it's definitely been a strong move. It's nice because it has a hiccup, a pullback here along the way, kind of at the halfway point, which is nice. When something gets overextended and just keeps ripping to the upside, it actually does a lot of damage. It can take a long time to work itself out. But something that runs up, has a pullback, a quick speed check, more or less, and then continues to go higher. Like the weekly chart looks really good. I mean, I think, it's been a big move percentage-wise. I do think silver and gold, they've all put in, I think, their major bottoms. And I think long-term from here, they're all going much higher. I think they're going to probably do something very similar. Like silver had this first big breakout and then it consolidated for a long time. And now it's got a new breakout and however high it goes, then I think it'll consolidate and build one of these bases and try and shake people out a little bit. And then eventually I think when we have a financial reset and things reset, that's when I think we'll see, you know, silver and gold really start that next rocket ship, major, major move up. So I think most of the upside for silver, like there's still another 10, maybe 15% to the upside. And then I think it's going to be volatile for a little while. The next major move after that is probably 6, 12, 18 months from now, just a guess. But And then I think it'll be off to the races. And that's the point I'm going to be really excited is, that's when we're going to, I'm going to want to get back into like some really small mining stocks, you know, underpriced things that just got beat up during the bear market and a recession phase. That's when I think the precious metal space is going to be really, really exciting again. And silver miners, uranium stocks, I think are going to be incredible. Gold miners. Those are kind of the ones I'm most excited for to catch the next kind of life-changing move type play.
Got it. And then we're thinking that potentially, probably by this fall sometime, correct?
I mean, I would say the stock market starts to weaken out this summer, starts to correct. I don't know how long a bear market phase will go in the stock market and the economy. I kind of actually feel like it's going to drag out very similar to 2001. It could be a multi-year weakness in equities, which is not bad because precious metals can do very, very well and rally well before the stock market does. So it's not a bad scenario, but a lot of people think there's going to be some quick bear market and then we take back off to new highs. I think it's going to be very difficult next 5 years or so for equities, and it's going to be important to be involved in different assets that are moving.
Yeah. And I'm glad you brought that up too, because I remember trading back then in 2001, actually gold and gold equities did quite well during that bear market, which wasn't the case in 2008. Let's move to copper here real quick. Copper is just, if there's something going parabolic, that seems like it's going a parabolic, if you would. Talk to me about copper.
So copper is doing the kind of the same thing. It's screaming to the upside, starting to show signs that it, you know, it's poked to a new high. The monthly chart shows a very clear picture of this. If we zoom out a little bit, I mean, we've got this rising channel. So more or less we've got, you know, the market keeps poking to nominal new highs. We've got, you know, on average higher lows. It's channeling up. But there's no doubt, you know, the market loves to make these nominal new highs. So the market will just pierce to a slight new high, get everybody on board and excited, and then it'll sell off. And then it'll get to a slightly new high and then sell off for years. Hit a new high that had another huge correction. And so now we've just hit a new high again. Add that to a potential bear market phase, which would be similar to this correction over here, the 2008-2009 bear market phase. Add a cycle high with a bear market, and we could very easily have a very big pullback. And this is the same as silver. Everybody's talking about copper, the copper miners. Everybody's excited. There's lots of volume in it. That means everybody's interested. I think we've got, if we look at the COPEX, it's the second best sector on our list for my band trading strategy, along with silver miners. I mean, they're screaming higher, performing very well. This is the monthly chart. If we look at the daily chart, get a little glance of it here, you can see how it's been running up the pink line, which is the 20-day moving average. And it's had a very sharp pullback. It's pulled back from the high 2 days ago, already about 8%. So there's definitely a big pullback. And you can tell just by looking at this volume down here, you know, there's elevated volume versus almost no volume in this sector. And this is a very clear sign that everybody's talking about it. It's in the news, and now everybody's getting on to it. And typically, once you see the general public pile in and volume takes off, it becomes a lot more volatile. And then it usually is going to be near the end of that cycle, which for the weekly chart or the monthly chart of copper and even the daily chart are showing signs that it has hit this upper limit. And now it's starting to reverse down here. This is the daily chart. So, you know, both of them have hit levels that I believe are kind of, most of the upside is gone at this point, and now they need to take a pause. The big question is this a major top, or is it just a pause before they have another push higher? And that's what we need to see. Both of them are still very bullish, but they are also extended at, you know, some resistance areas.
Got it. Okay. Excellent work, Chris. If people want to follow you or be a part of what you're doing, how do they get in touch?
Yeah, they can go to thetechnicaltraders.com. And there I walk through the charts, kind of like what you and I did, on a granular level every morning before the opening bell. So you know what's going on, what to be prepared for. If there's panic selling or FOMO in the market, it's nice to have your thumb on the pulse so you don't panic when everybody else is panicking. That's the key. And yeah, pretty much I trade my own money using ETFs, follow precious metals and all the different assets and commodities. And I share everything I do with the members to copy what I do.
Excellent. All right. Well, I will put all of this in the show notes below this recording. Thank you so much, Chris. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah. Thanks, Andy. Always a pleasure.
You bet.